Welcome to the Her Sweet Spot Experience, dishing out tips and tricks on mindset, money, marketing, and media for your life and business, and where we talk to women about how they found their sweet spot.
Hey, 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 welcome everyone to another Her Sweet Spot Experience podcast. I'm Marcia Guerriere, the founder of Her Sweet Spot and your host. Here is where we give you a dose of inspiration where you can celebrate, and we celebrate, amplify the voices of inspiring women entrepreneurs. And I'm your host again, Marcia Guerriere. Today is we're back with another season of the Her Sweet Spot podcast. And I think this season is going to be filled with lots of inspiration, motivation, laughs. We're going to be bringing you stories from entrepreneurs that are new, some that have been around for years, and really give you guys the nuggets that you need to walk away with to help you up level in your business and feel inspired and feel motivated. And I am excited for today's episode, our very first in a very long time. But today I'm going to introduce you guys to one of our newest pillar partners, Salim Holder of the New Trade Program.
Hey, what's happening?
Hello. How are you?
I'm amazing. I'm excited to be here with you today.
I'm excited too, because one thing, we've had male guests on our podcast before, but it's been a while. So we're happy to have you here, a little male energy in the conversation for us.
That's what I'm talking about. Excited to be in the mix.
Salim, I know all about you. I want you to share with everyone who you are, what is the New Trade Program, and let's get into how we will be working together to help women find their sweet spots.
Absolutely. So, you know, again, I'm Salim Holder. My experience is actually in brand management marketing. I worked a little over a decade, about 12 years. I worked with companies like Kimberly Clark. I managed brands like Kotex, Cottonelle. I managed Jameson Irish Whiskey, men's grooming brands, denture adhesive brands, you name it. I did it over the past decade. And what I found is kind of two things. One, so I was growing these businesses by literally millions of dollars. And I kind of had this epiphany. I was like, yo, if I could do it for them, I could probably do it for myself. And I think the second thing that was kind of
bingo. Sorry about that.
Yes.
Say that again for the people in the back.
Yes, for the people in the back. I felt like if I could do it myself, or if I could do it for them, then I could probably do it for myself. You know, I had learned a lot of really great skills and experiences. And the other part that was kind of tugging at me the entire time, and really this is how I had kind of set my goal well before I even got my MBA and went into the world of marketing. But I always wanted to be able to do something that contributed in a positive way back to the communities that I'm a part of and those that I live in. And to be quite honest, the further I was going in the corporate world, the further away I thought I was going from that being my reality of being able to contribute in a positive way to the community. Sure, I could volunteer and do it outside of my work hours, but my work hours were consuming my day. You know, I'm working 10, 12 hours a day, you know, and as I put that time in, I felt like, yo, I could take that same hours and passion and pursue something that's where I can make money and also make change at the same time. So Literally in January of 2018, I decided to step out on faith and just to chart my own path. And in doing it, I start to teach digital marketing with organizations like General Assembly. I have a class on Fiverr. I've taught with a number of different universities. And I also launched 4th Ave Market, which is the largest Black-owned online hair and beauty retail platform in the U.S. Over 7,000 products on the platform. Our goal was really about making it easier for our community to find the products that work for us, but also for manufacturers from our community to get products out into the hands of consumers who are looking as a one-stop shop. And what I actually found in doing that, as exciting as that was really the opportunity became much bigger than just the transactional value of selling hair and beauty products to our community. What ended up happening is I was looking to grow the business, start to work with individuals from HBCUs and individuals from the community, and they would work on the business to help me to grow the business. And a lot of them would come back. And even I had students that I was working with in digital marketing, and they all said the same thing of that while they were great to learn, they would go to get a job and they didn't have any hands-on experience that they could use. And so they found themselves in the typical conundrum. I can't get a job without experience, but I can't get experience without the job.
Yep.
And so I found myself teaching them and then giving them an opportunity to get hands-on experience by running ads, creating emails, updating landing pages on the Fourth Ave Market platform. And that translated in over time to this whole overall new initiative called the New Trade Program, where what we do is very specifically is we take individuals without degrees, people who have degrees that are switching careers. We teach them the skills in technology, digital marketing, cybersecurity, artificial intelligence. We give them the hands-on experience that differentiates them from most of the others out there in the field looking for work. And then we connect them with companies. And that's really what the New Trade Program is all about. And really where we're going to start working together, you know?
I love it. I love it. We met last year through an introduction in regard to the 4th Ave Market and you sharing and providing details and products from your marketplace. And then we just started talking and I'm like, I love this new trade program. Our next generation right now, they're suffering, as you said, getting employment. And maybe, you know, a little bit, what I always see the lens of how can you do it for yourself and what you're giving them, the skills that you're giving them, connecting them and aligning them to companies that could use their services. Ultimately, these guys could not only find a job, but start building their own portfolio so that they could build their businesses on the side too. Yep. And so I love what you're doing. I've seen it done, but not for us, by us. Yes. Right. For people who look like us and have a vested interest in our future and our next generation. So definitely. I love what you're doing. I'm like, OK, so how can we work together? What are we going to do? Yeah. How are we going to get this going? So let's talk a little bit about what you and I are going to do this year and how we plan to work with each other. I'm excited about it.
I'm excited too, you know, because honestly, just to the point you were just making, as we were working with students and we were working with career switchers to give them the hands-on experience, what I also realized is like we needed to work with companies because one, companies need to fill their pipeline, their talent pipeline, whether it's small or medium-sized companies that are looking for somebody that can manage their social media or somebody that can manage their email. And what I also found is that I could take those individuals and plug them in after they now been thorough, they've gone through the rigorous program and now they can get plugged in. They don't have to work for just Fortune 500 or Fortune 100 companies. Yeah. They can actually plug in for a lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of freelancers that are out there that are looking for some extra support. On the flip side, I've turned them and taught them how to become freelancers themselves with that same work. And so in doing that, the other part that I recognize, and this is, I think, what our conversation had led to, Marcia, is that recognizing that you have a lot of entrepreneurs that are out here that need to understand how digital marketing works so they can advance their business, but may not necessarily be the ones over the long term that are going to be doing the detailed running the ads or the email campaigns. And so what I thought and what we figured we could do is we could teach entrepreneurs the skills of digital marketing and how they could digitize their business, transform their mindset from maybe a traditional mindset to use the digital skills and tools that are available today. Teach them what they are, teach them the wide range of things they can do with it, but most importantly, help them understand how do they measure the performance and know what's working, what's not working, when they can make those changes. And then the other part of that is part of the new trade program is training entrepreneurs along with her sweet spot, is that we can then teach these entrepreneurs how to hire the right freelancers, the right agencies, or the right individuals themselves that now they know what is possible. Now they can say, boom, I had to hire the right person and measure and get the results that they want. So it's not necessarily just them doing it. It's being able to build a team and being confident with the team that they built.
Because that is often a struggle that I see with, you know, sweet mates that come in and they're ready to hire or in some cases feeling desperate because the world of entrepreneurship is, you know, romanticizing the need to hire big, and they go hire these huge companies for these huge fees, and they don't have a clue as to what they're asking for.
Yeah.
It is what they're offering for those high fees. I've seen $15,000, $20,000.
Oh, definitely.
Right?
Definitely.
And as a startup that has zero footprint, and you go immediately into paying those huge fees without even understanding what they should be doing for you.
That's
it. So what I love about what you do is that we're going to be teaching women how to, then we're going to be teaching them about the signs and the things to look for as they are hiring these folks. I have had many of my clients, trust and believe, fire these digital marketing companies that are just not doing right by them, taking companies that are brand new, that don't know enough about marketing and or digital marketing, and really having people think it's just the presence of the internet, and then we're just going to do it. And that's
And you know what, too, Marshall, I'll tell you that part of the challenge is that it's actually the challenge fits on both sides. And what I mean by that is, like, on the one side, you have agencies that are overselling and overpromising and underdelivering. And they're like, I could charge a high price tag, make a nice website, talk the right lingo. It sounds like we know what we're doing. And then they get on the job and then they can't deliver. Right. But on the flip side, you also have good agencies that don't get the right brief. And when I say the right brief, that means they get the right direction from their actual client. So when the client's like not really sure, not clear about what they want, when it's kind of ambiguous about what the results are going to be, that's very difficult for any agency, consultant, freelancer to deliver results. And so when we talk about how do you make sure you're setting yourself up to be successful, it's not just on what are the capabilities of the agency or the freelancer, consultant, or employee. It's also on how do you brief? And that means going back strategically, saying very clear, here's what we stand for, here's what we don't. Here's who we are. Here's specifically what we're looking to achieve. And here's how we will measure if it's achieved or not in black and white. It's not,
I'm clapping.
It's not gray area, right? And that's clapping. How we get the results.
We just had this conversation inside one of our group meetings is be ready so you don't have to get ready you're ready to hire.
Yeah.
Get your standing operation guides, brand guides, marketing guides, basically how you do business, why you do business, and what you need to hire effectively. And so I am excited. I talk about you all the time. They're excited. Our suite mates are excited to start working with you, to start to meet you and to get things going because this is really next steps. It's not for every business at every stage.
Right.
What do you think about the stages of entrepreneurship and the levels that people need to get exposure through digital marketing, and how much of, you know, they're all the silos of digital marketing, right? There is just having a footprint. It is, you know, if I think about Instagram or Facebook, there's a difference between boosting an ad and actually creating
an ad,
an ad, right? Yeah. And what are the stages, early stage entrepreneurs just starting their business, have zero to very low numbers of followers? What is your recommendation for them?
You know what I recommend? If you don't have a big budget, then it's hard to create a heck of a lot of awareness. And so what I've always focused on then was creating a strong community of supporters, of ambassadors, people who love your product, which means perfect your product. Make sure your product or your service, whatever it's you're offering, it has to deliver. So when somebody tries it, it's great, right? Because the fastest way to kill a bad product is with good marketing. You tell everybody about it and they try it and they don't want to come back. So the most important thing is have the fundamentals, right? Have a really good product that people will rave about. And then you build that community of the ravers and you bring them together and let them rave and talk, and you bring them that, let them even recommend updates to your product, the new places to go with your service, right? You build that community of people up. And so now you have this diehard group of supporters, almost like you have these ambassadors. And so when we think about that, that also then means strategically using social media or other elements of your digital marketing. Right. Social media could absolutely be used to bring that community of people together to help to continue to amplify your message and who you are. It may not directly translate to sales, but you can also then use, as you build that community, email or text message to continue to repeatedly message and communicate with this group of people to ask them to come back to your website. And the other part I would say is I see a lot of people who are still selling on Instagram or just on Facebook. And that's great to do that, but it's also super helpful to have a website. And the reason why it's super helpful and important that you have a website is because you need to own the data. You need to know who's coming to your site. You need to be able to attract those people. Also, you need to be able to optimize your site so the right messaging you can communicate. If you're seeing that people aren't coming back because they're like, I don't think the product works well, but you recognize they're not using the product right, then maybe a how-to video on the page would be super helpful. You might not know that if you don't have a website to be able to get that data from and then be able to make decisions and adjustments to. So
I think people really, really believe, some people that don't have websites, they believe that social media is a strong footprint. And I do not, you know, a lot of our, you know, we're the home of the HerRise micro grant, and we get hundreds, thousands of applications for our micro grant. And you will immediately be disqualified without a website.
Yes.
We'll look at your Instagram. So we have a part of the application is to give us your website, and I say or social media. We'll go to your social media if you only put your social media, and we'll look to see if you have a website. We'll try to track you from there, right?
Yeah.
And if you don't have a website and then you have very little content on your social media, one, we kind of believe that you're not operating as a true business who is trying to get to the next level. Yeah. And two, we're seeing that you don't really understand the importance of a full digital presence, not just social
media. Yeah. And here's a fact. 82% of searchers, local searchers, or people who are looking for local business are using a search engine to do it, right? Yep. That's 82%. They're going to find your website in there. They're not going to find your social media as quickly. And here's the thing. Your social media, although it's prioritized in the search engines and search is changing drastically with AI, the reality is that you need a website that could be found, because almost 90% of the clicks, 85% of clicks on that first page are just for the organic listings. Those are the ones you can't pay for. You have to have great content. You have to show up. You have to optimize your site for search engines. And so there's a whole host of people that you're missing out on. Even if you have 10, 20,000 followers on Instagram, your business could be way bigger by having that and a website.
Yes.
And then being able to be found on social media, be able to be found on search engines. So all those people who are looking, they're not finding you, but they're finding your competition. And that's where you're missing out on an opportunity. And a website, it doesn't cost a lot to create a website. It doesn't cost a lot to host it. It doesn't cost a lot to maintain it, but it can actually give you a tremendous boost in benefit and even in revenue.
Yeah. Especially if you if it's not a product website, you don't need to be on an Etsy or a Shopify. If you're a service-based business, especially a somewhat static website, it doesn't cost a lot
to have that hosted. Yeah. And with all these AI tools, they're helpful.
Well, here you go. You mentioned AI again. So I was going to ask you about the trends that are coming up for 2024 and that are emerging. And AI is the business. It's the number one top trend that people are very focused on and kind of is a game changer for solopreneurs who are investing in understanding and learning about AI. Can you tell us a little bit about how people are using, or how do you see AI and machine learning shaping the digital marketing strategies of small businesses like ours that are really can't afford maybe that $15K or any digital marketing agency? Where are we going with this AI?
Definitely. I mean, it's making it a lot easier. So in certain circumstances, some of these AI tools are just making it super easy to create things. Like, for example, you can use ChatGPT to create an email. So you can say, write a welcome email that I'm going to send out to everybody who signs up for my email newsletter. Mm-hmm. Now you can say, now send a follow-up email for those people who open the newsletter but don't come to the website. Right. And where before, maybe it would take you a couple days or maybe a couple hours to write those emails, within 30 seconds, you can have those two emails written. You can write a win-back email. You can write 30 days of social media copy. You can write blog articles. So the point is, like, where it might have cost you money to $200-$300 to get a blog article done, you can now, in a matter of seconds, have it done, written in ChatGPT. It's transforming how quickly people are able to get and create content.
Yeah.
And so that's the exciting part of, like, the efficiency. And one of the things that we talk about, and my partner Franz will talk about all the time, is, you know, don't let AI be your replacement. Let it be your advantage.
Yeah.
And so when we think about some people right now are like, oh, AI, I don't want to use it because the privacy, ethics, whatever, sit back on the side. But in a few weeks or months or even a year, you will absolutely see that it will end up being that person's replacement. For those who are saying, let me jump in and see how do I integrate this into what I do on a daily basis, they start to see those tools can help make things move faster for them. They can spend less time creating the actual email and more time optimizing, editing it, looking at the analytics and seeing how they can change it to get the next one up. And they can start to really see their business going. So I would say beyond just creating content, people are using it to operationalize their business. They're using it to come up with job descriptions. They're using it to come up with processes. They're using it to come up with new proposals, right? So it can be, AI can be used in such a wide range of ways. Some of the most important things to do, though, would be making sure that you're prompting the AI tool that you're using. In this case, maybe you're thinking a regenerative AI tool like ChatGPT, and that you're prompting or literally typing in the proper way to get the best results back from the engine. And so those are some of the things that are changing about how we use AI. But I would also say it's what else is changing in the digital marketing space is, as I mentioned, how we use data and privacy. Cookies are going away. Cookies used to be, you know, when you go on a website, they would just quietly track everything you've taken, every step you've taken, action, thing you've clicked, your demographics, and all that data would go back to this other repository, would choose what ads you would see as you went on other websites on the internet. That's going away. And as a result of that, that's another reason why it's important to have your own website or to be able to create your own kind of your own community so you can get the data from your community. And that's how we got it, was cookies before. But if those are going away, how are you going to get the data now? Correct. And most people are looking for more a personalized journey. So they want to see their name when they go on a website. They want to see products that are more specific to what they need. So if they go on a, you know, a website, I'd want to see products for beard care. And other people might want to see products for braids, right? That is all happening right now. And it's accelerating with AI and technology.
So you talked about personalization and being able to do that. Can you also talk about the importance of personalization in digital marketing and how, you know, again, there are many suite mates that are really focused on that one avatar and that one marketing strategy. How important is it to personalize digital marketing, and how can you leverage it to, you know, enhance your sales or your business and your relationship with your customers?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I always think when I teach in class, I always talk about what America Online, when I first got on America Online, was like, you've got mail. And I get the mail.
You said America Online. Oh, okay.
And I remember the first time, and I got an email and it said my name in the subject line. It was like, hey, Salim. And I'm like, yo, they know me, right? And so I'm clicking on it. Like, this is amazing. They know who I am, right? This was like 20 something years ago now, right? And so now if you see your name in the line, it's not as impressive anymore. So people are really looking to say, tell me you really know me without telling me that you know me. People want value. People don't want to have to navigate through things. They don't want to have to search for certain things if they don't have to. They want to click, go on your website, get exactly what's in it for them, and to be able to leave. Or they want to click and get whatever it is that they want to click on. So we have to then personalize our experiences. And that's what more is happening, is the more data we have, the more that when you go on Amazon and you see only the products on Amazon, based on all the things you've shopped and searched and looked at, right? Now it's much easier for you. Like, oh, I didn't even know they had this new product out that I really like. right? Yeah. Because I bought all these other similar products. Now I'm way more likely, and I don't remember the exact data, but it's a significant, maybe 80% or higher amount of people who are willing to buy when something is personalized towards them versus right. when it's not personalized. And so right. that's just the nature of how we are engaging in our experiences with these different products and services. We want something that's specifically for us. Right. We know we can get that.
Right. And one of the best ways to do that when we talk about digital marketing strategies is email marketing. It's not just
yes.
forcing your ads on online and social media, but email marketing. And like you said, having your own data collection via your website, through your CRM, and to maintain some of the data and yeah. using that to target them via email, it still is probably the number one tool that businesses are using today, right? How what are your suggestions or tips for people to get into it? Cause I can tell you most of my suite mates, they neglect the email marketing.
Yeah, it's easy to neglect email because we kind of think about it like, oh, you know, nobody's looking at their email. But then, you know, we say that at the same time. We're like, wait a minute, I check my email. I don't know how many times a day. Like, I'm always in it for business email, personal email. So people are checking email, no question about it. They might not always open your email, but they're opening emails that are valuable to them. And so what I teach in our digital marketing class is, what does it take to get somebody to actually open an email? There's a certain thing. I'm going to look at who's sending the email. I'm going to look at what does that subject line say, and I'm going to look at the preview line. Right. Yeah. And so I'm looking and saying, is who's sending it to me? Is that somebody I value the information, the subject line? Does it seem like something I care about, something that is meaningful to me, something I want to pay attention to? And then I might read a little bit into that preview text to see what else is it saying. And if it's something in that matter of 2 seconds where I do a quick scan to see what I'm going to read, what I'm going to delete, what I'm going to put into the spam box, in that 2 seconds, it's all in the subject line. So we yeah. then start testing the subject lines and say, what's going to get you to open an email? Because it is a fact, people are using and opening email. If they're not opening yours, then that's because you're not giving them any value. And it's not right. value just to say, hey, we got another product on sale. Think about how many emails you have in your inbox that you haven't opened by another company that says, hey, check out our product. What I always talk about in our marketing program, and we talk about the new trade program, is a consumer-centric focus on marketing. We uh-huh. think about what do the people care about and what do they value? And then we make sure that we give that back to them, whether it's in the subject line, the content, website, social media content. But it's not about us. It's about the consumer and what they value. And when we find that, we can tap into that. We can get the right subject line. They open it. They look at the email and they're excited and appreciative that we sent them the email. Right. Whether it's a how-to, whether it's a review, whether it's a testimonial, whatever it is, they appreciate it because we know what they care about.
You know, Salim, we could keep talking, but we try to keep this at a respectable time for our listeners to consume the content. So I want to invite you to come back as often as you like, but we will be inside Her Sweet Spot. Yes. You actually have workshops that are on yes. the calendar coming up. And so I'm really excited for what you're going to do. You will be conducting with your team at the New Trade website audits for all Her Sweet Spot yes. new members as they register. When they register, they'll have an opportunity to provide their URL, and you'll be giving them, you and your team will be working on website audits and have an opportunity to get up and close with you to really expand their business's digital footprint. And I'm excited for what's to come. You and I are going to be doing a tour this
yes,
year. We're taking Her Sweet Spot on the road.
That's right. That's right. I'm looking forward to meeting all the Her Sweet mates out here, you know.
Hey.
I'm looking forward to even, Wednesday? We have another session on Wednesday, I believe.
Yes. Yes. So, we have our session on marketing strategies. And then you'll be back every month
yes.
to conduct yep. a workshop for our community and really help people. We're you know, this year we're so strategically supporting people with the digital marketing and really helping them get their businesses positioned to earn the type of revenue and make the impact that they want for their communities as you're building community. People don't realize, as business owners, whether you're a product-based business or a service-based business, your business is building community. There is like-mindedness surrounding your customers, and they all want to know each other. They all want to learn from each other. How are you using the product? What has it done for you? And, you know, with you at the helm of building those communities, you can really make a huge impact in this world. And that's what Salim and I are hoping to do for y'all this year.
That's guys. Let's do it.
I'm too excited. In the meantime, you'll catch Salim inside her sweet spot. Other than that, can you tell them where they could find you?
Yeah, absolutely. You can find me on LinkedIn, Salim Holder, on LinkedIn. And you can also find us at thenewtradeprogram.com for more information about our programs, what we're doing. And we got a lot of great things happening, including, as Marsha mentioned, you know, the tour that we're doing with her sweet spot and a lot of other amazing things happening over the next couple months. So I'm excited to get to know the crew, get to know the people out here, you know, the community.
I wouldn't get too excited. They get attached.
Bring it on. That's what I'm here for, you know.
Especially when you are providing them with authentic support with high integrity. That's what Her Sweet Spot is all about. Yes. That's why I am, thankful that you are coming in as a pillar partner, a marketing pillar partner this year, because it's all about high integrity. I am, I'm aware of the come latelys. They run an ad once, they probably boost the ad once, and then they say they could teach you how to do it too, and charge you thousands and millions of dollars to do it, yes. Right? And so at Her Sweet Spot, we're very intentional about who we're bringing inside the suite and the boardroom. And so I'm excited for the year.
That's it.
Well, I am, again, very thankful to you for coming in today, being my first guest as we relaunch or bring back another season of the Her Sweet Spot podcast. I am... you'll be hearing from a lot of great entrepreneurs and their journeys at getting access to funding. We're just excited to see where this year is going to go and to be a part of your journey. You guys know how I like to end each broadcast. When we empower each other, we all rise. Bye for now.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Her Sweet Spot Experience. Make sure to visit our website, www.hersweetspot.com. That's her, S